Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's Rick Tittle.
Alrighty then, a TGIF to you all listening, wherever you might happen to be listening. I am Rick Tittle. It's great to have you with us wherever you're tuning in around the globe. We are on American Forces Radio Network, so that could be 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. It's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force. You're all important. And whether you're behind a desk or you're at the point of the spear, stay safe. We're thinking of you. And as I said, we're proud of you. Other ways of listening to the show, if you are not by an affiliate, you can always go online to sportsbyline.com. You can click Listen Live to hear the programming. Any email correspondences to me, we call them electronic mails around here. Rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. Apropos applications on your smartphone. And if you're wondering if your phone is a smartphone or not, stick it in an ice cream cone and the flavor should pop up on the screen. Then you know it's smart. You can go to the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Plus, if you rip your clothes, Stitcher will take care of that as well. On your TV set, HBO, Cinemax, boring. Go to the excitement at CRN Digital Plus 2. That's right, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. And it's a real experience of seeing or hearing my voice coming through the TV. And there's a 9-second loop of me riding a unicycle with no seat that goes on and on as you watch that programming. It is a Friday. That means we're always happy to have Jan Wall, the film critic, with us and the Hollywood Insider. And we take a look at Tinseltown and other such entertainment folks in the first hour. Also, I have Greg Fitzsimmons, been on the show many, many times, a stand-up comedian. He'll be at Raleigh Goodnights over there in Carolina. And all sorts of surprises and goodies and such things. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook and on Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back on Byline.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Oh, and so humble. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the program Coast to Coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. They say in Hollywood, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium, so if it's Friday, it must be Jan Wall. How you doing, Janny?
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I got a little card in the mail. Something's going on in Sausalito coming up in May, huh?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not really at liberty to say.
I know, but I'm just saying thanks. That's all.
Okay. You're welcome. Glad you got it.
All right. Let's start off with our first guest, and it is filmmaker Judy Irving, and she's here to talk about her documentary Dark Circle, which won the Sundance Grand Prize for a documentary back in 1983, and it's going to be re-released. It's a 2K HD restoration, and this is going to be coming out here in a few days on the 30th. Judy, welcome to the show. Was the genesis behind this project just the fact that you could make it high def? What was behind this?
Basically, a lot of the streaming services don't accept standard definition anymore, and so we were going to be shut out unless we up-resed to high def. And we got a donation from the Academy Film Archive. They donated the scan. Then we did some more restoration on some of the super dusty shots, and we're ready to go, so it can go out and stream. First Run Features in New York picked it up, which is great, so it's going to be going out as a video on demand movie on Apple TV and iTunes and various other platforms.
And Judy, what's it about?
This is a film, it's a personal film about what is normally thought of as a political issue. It's a film about the nuclear issue, but it's from the point of view of ordinary citizens who have been affected by nuclear weapons and nuclear power. So it's a film that links the two and basically counters a lot of government propaganda trying to keep nuclear weapons separate in people's minds from nuclear power. And it's follows the trail of plutonium. It's actually quite a dramatic movie. Roger Ebert back in the day called it completely riveting, and I guess that's part of the reason why they're re-releasing it 30 years after it was made.
Well, you bring up Roger Ebert. He said it was horrifying and funny. That's something you can pull. What did he mean by that?
Well, yeah, the horrifying parts, of course, are partly that we did go to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We filmed interviews with survivors, and those are now historic because most of those survivors are gone. As part of our attempt to follow the trail of plutonium from a place like Rocky Flats in Colorado, where the plutonium triggers for bombs were made, to the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant in Central California, which actually produces plutonium as a waste product, there were some laughs along the way. I mean, we got a hold of footage from an arms convention, a secret arms convention in Washington, D.C. And in that arms convention were the corporations that build the hydrogen bomb. So what we did was an animated sequence showing the corporation, their logo and slogan, like, for instance, "We bring good things to life," General Electric, you know, Monsanto, Union Carbide, without chemicals, life itself would be impossible, and so forth and so on. So it was ironic because all these companies build weapons of mass destruction.
Wow. Now, you are known for another film. Could you mention it?
Yes. I'm much better known for a more recent film, The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill.
And, Judy, that is one of my favorite movies ever made, and I think of it all the time. I don't even live on Telegraph Hill, but I think of it all the time.
Thank you.
It's such a beautiful, resonant, special movie. I would tell everyone to see this one. And you can just see the trailer. Yeah,
and if you work where I work, you can hear them, and they have really multiplied. And I remember when that movie came out, I did see it, because I used to eat my lunch up there where the birds were. And I used the guy's voice. I go, "It's me. It's Mark. Come land on my hand." they would never come.
Well, maybe you needed, you know, Mark had seeds with him.
Yes, he did. He had their treats. You know, the Academy Film Archive also loves that film, and they donated a 4K scan of The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill, which is currently being further restored. So that film will be available probably by the summer as a streaming and educational and foreign and all kinds of stuff via Rocco Films in Sausalito.
Wonderful. I just went into Google, and I Googled the trailer of it, and it reminded me how much I truly love that film. It is so special. And then you ended up marrying Mark, right?
Yes, indeed. And we got married in 2006, and we're still living on Telegraph Hill in a little cottage right next door to where Mark lived in the movie. We're on the Greenwich Steps. We're taking care of two rescue parrots from the flock who can't fly right. So there's four of us in that cottage, two birds and two people. And Mark is working on a new book called Street Song about his time before the parrots when he was a homeless street musician in North Beach.
Wow. Well,
let me ask you this about Dark Circle. Looking back now almost 40 years, how many things, when you look at it now, you say, wow, everything is still the same. How many things have changed? How many things maybe were you wrong about? What was it like to take a look back?
That's a great question. The reason it's being re-released is because the issues are still with us. We older hippies thought we had solved it, you know, when we essentially stopped the production of nuclear power plants in the United States and put a halt to most of the escalation regarding nuclear weapons. But in fact, it's still a big problem, and the Union of Concerned Scientists has moved the atomic clock even closer to midnight. Back when the film came out, it was 8 minutes to midnight. Now it's like 90 seconds to midnight, because there has been a lot of proliferation of nuclear weapons to, you know, countries like Iran and China and India and so forth. And a lot of times they got the bomb because of a nuclear power program. So it's something that's not on people's radar, especially young people, but it ought to be. And that's why the film is still really relevant, and perhaps even more relevant than when it first came out.
Well, we want to encourage everybody to check out Dark Circle. It'll be available for streaming in a few days on the 30th. People Magazine says, quote, "You owe it to yourself to see this chilling documentary, a much-needed warning sign on a very dangerous road, rated A." We've been speaking with the filmmaker, Judy Irving. Judy, congratulations on the film coming back, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you for your work.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed the talk. Thanks.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah, Jen, those birds are going strong. They are loud.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but they have such personality. They're so beautiful. And in The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill, you see children watching them. And it just, it's life-changing. It's such a beautiful film.
And I probably shouldn't have teased the way Mark talks if I knew she married him, too.
Hey, things happen.
All right, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, come on back on the other side on Sports Violin.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Ken Bloom, a Renaissance man, a New York-based Grammy Award-winning theater historian, playwright, director, record producer, and author. And we're here to talk about the book UB Blake, Rags, Rhythm, and Race. Ken, welcome to the show. For a lot of people, they don't know who UB Blake is, and was that part of the reason that you wanted to get the word out?
Absolutely. You know, he was really a seminal figure in Broadway with Shuffle Along that premiered in the 1920s, and also this is the centenary of Shuffle Along, so we thought the timing was right to remind people who he was.
He lived to be 100 years old. He was the most amazing man. I'm a huge UB Blake fan. You can go into YouTube and see him at Carnegie Hall in the 80s. You can see him play, and it's just remarkable to hear him play. Are you a stoned-out geek fan like me?
Absolutely. It's interesting that he had this resurgence in his late 80s, where he was rediscovered, and he became he was on The Tonight Show. He was at jazz festivals. He had his own record company, putting out records. It was astounding.
When he had his big hit on Broadway, as you mentioned, Shuffle Along, that was right after World War I. Well, how hard was it for a black man to get something done on Broadway? Or did Broadway, was that one of the few places that just looked at talent more than that?
No, there were a lot of problems because they were black. There was a white producer, Harry Court, but he didn't have any money either. And when they went on the road, sometimes they'd get stranded. Once they were stranded in Trenton, waiting for a train for the cast to take them to the next city. And luckily, a man came up to them and said, "I saw the show, and I'm the owner of the railroad, and I'll give you tickets."
Wow.
You know, and you have to remember that In the teens, everything was Rudolph Frimmel and Victor Herbert, and for a black show to come to Broadway with an all-black cast and a jazz score was revolutionary. The same way that Hamilton is today. You know, people had never seen black people on the stage, the white population anyway, and so it was a big cultural moment.
Isn't it amazing that people fell in love with jazz, given that operettas and all of that, Gilbert and Sullivan, that's what was popular. And then all of a sudden, this music comes along that makes people just uplifted.
Absolutely. And the sad thing is that although they were tremendously popular, when sound came in a few years later, they were not asked to go to Hollywood in the same way that Fats Waller wasn't asked to go to Hollywood, who was also a great songwriter. So, in a way, the racism continued, even though this show and their talents were so great. And I'm Just Wild About Harry, which was the hit of the show. He had a resurgence when Harry Truman used it as his campaign song. So, the songs were great, but there was still racism going on.
No, I'm Just Wild About Harry. Oh, sorry, Ricky.
Go ahead, Jim.
I'm Just Wild About Harry was a huge hit. I'm Just Wild About Harry. And it was used like crazy everywhere. It was used in Calamity Jane with Doris Day, and it was used, as you said, with Truman. Did he see any money, UB Blake, out of all that?
He finally saw money when he married his first wife died, and when he married his second wife, she took command. Because UB, even though they had their own publishing company, he was an artist, and he really
right.
I don't know, was lax.
Right.
And ASCAP kept him at the bottom rung, and his wife got him to the top rung. So the remainder of his life from the 50s on, he actually had a living from his royalties, which he should have had years before, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you say, he was not only impactful on music, but also American culture. Can you look sort of at the tree that branches off of him and the people who were inspired by him of many races, like what he started for American culture?
Yeah, well, first of all, Shuffle Along was performed on 63rd Street, way up from the usual Broadway haunt, and it was actually a lecture hall. They had to take out the boxes for the orchestra. And 63rd Street had to be made one way because of the traffic. And so Shuffle Along actually moved Broadway uptown, which was one big impact it had, because then, there was a theater built at Columbus Circle right there. And so that opened up the West Side to culture. But there were a number of touring companies of Shuffle Along. Nat King Cole was in one of the last ones, believe it or not. And so many stars came out of it, you know, who then went on to have careers, including Josephine Baker and others. And so it had an impact like that alone.
The when you see this video I'm talking about, Carnegie Hall, you know the one I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, his fingers. What? I mean, his fingers were very, very long.
Right, and he could span like three octaves, which was amazing.
And well, was that really sort of the resurgence, famous, as you said? I mean, Ronald Reagan gave him the Medal of Freedom. I mean, it was good. He lived to almost to be 100, and they actually, in the 70s, I know they tried to put something on in Broadway just called UB to showcase
right.
his works. And
right.
So what was that like to, you know, go to the White House and get the highest award a citizen can get?
Well, it was astounding at the time because, of course, in the 50s, 60s, there was still a lot of racism, you know. And for Reagan to do that, who was very conservative, but Reagan came from Hollywood and from
right.
show business, so he was the guy to do it. It wouldn't have been done by Eisenhower, let's say, or Nixon or, you know, others. So he just became, I don't know, it was like he was a huge star. People came out mm-hmm. to see him in big concert halls, like Carnegie Hall. It was astounding.
Was he friends with his compatriots, like his colleagues, like Louis Armstrong or Duke Ellington? Were they kind of a group? Or
no, I think they were pretty, they were separate because he was of another era. You
so
know,
he was
the
even
big band
that.
Sound was
yeah.
the later 30s, and UB
yeah.
had somewhat of a dip in his career.
Right.
He was actually, after Shuffle Along, he was hired to write a score for a white show, which was really unusual at the time. But unfortunately, the show was not a success, not because of the music. And so he and Noble Sissel had to, like, create their own shows. No producers ever came to them and said, hey, we want you to write this next show. So it was tough for them.
It's pretty amazing, too, when you think about all these institutions of higher learning that gave him an honorary doctorate. Rutgers, Howard, University of Maryland, Dartmouth, Morgan State. I mean, everybody wanted to make sure that they got Huey in there, UB in there, I should say.
Yeah, everybody got on the bandwagon because he became a huge star. And I think some of it was trying to erase some sort of white guilt at the way he and other black performers were treated. So they could show their liberal credentials by giving mm-hmm. him doctorates.
I don't think you live to be almost 100 without some kind of happiness and joy in your life.
Oh, he was he grew up in Baltimore under terrible conditions. You know, his father was a dock worker. He was in what we would call the slums right now, but He never realized he was poor, in a sense. And so he didn't have that thing where he had a hard scrabble life. He thought that was the life he had, and he worked his way up with medicine shows, you know, going on tour and getting stranded, and then having a big success on Broadway. So he never felt any racial animosity toward anything. His life was his life, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The book is called UB Blake, Rags, Rhythm, and Race. We've been speaking with Ken Bloom, the author, and this is available through the Oxford University Press, which this book is also available on Amazon and wherever else you can get good books. Dan, Ken, congratulations on the book, and thanks for dropping by.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You know, Jan, I remember it was I think it was on a Saturday Night Live where the late, great Gregory Hines was doing his little tap dancing.
Right.
And there was a guy playing the piano, and he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, UB Blake." And everyone was like, "Wow." And I remember thinking, because I think I was in high school, I was like, "I don't know who UB Blake is." But yeah, when you're successful during World War One, I mean, it's pretty amazing that you can still be performing in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. Like I said, this YouTube thing, if you go into UB Blake at Carnegie Hall, I mean, he looks old. I mean, he's got a hearing aid and all that, but he's playing hip. He's playing swinging. He's doing it. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. I'm lucky I was raised with that kind of, you know, knowing about the history of show business. My parents were very into that, so I grew up with that kind of knowledge, and it has only enriched my life to this day.
Very cool, and this is why you are the aficionado that you are. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back on the other side right here on Sports Byline.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. With COVID continuing to spread, nothing matters more than having an accurate thermometer that's backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies, like the Exergen temporal scanner. Even after getting the COVID vaccine, you should be monitoring for fever to make sure you are protected. Keep your family and yourself safe by trading up your non-contact thermometer for an accurate temporal scanner and a $5 rebate from Exergen, where accuracy matters. Details at Exergen.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
She
said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash from Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. Our next guests are co-directors Dan Lindsay and TJ Martin, Academy Award-winning filmmakers. And they're here to talk about their new documentary called Tina, an intimate portrait of the legendary singer Tina Turner, which will be on HBO and HBO Max tomorrow. First of all, I have to ask, let's start with you, Dan. Where do you guys keep your Oscars?
Well, mine right now, I'm a bit of a vagabond right now. I don't really have a fixed address. So mine are with my in-laws up in the mountains in California. They're holding on to them for me. But they've kind of moved around different places over the years.
Mine is in all its glory, hanging out in the living room and on a bookshelf.
Can dare you tell us what you won them for?
We won we won our Oscar for Undefeated in 2012 for Best Documentary Feature, and then we won an Emmy for our film after that, LA 92.
Very interesting.
Wonderful.
So we all remember the, you know, the What's Love Got to Do with It, Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne movie. Mm-hmm. This is a documentary. This is the real thing. When you go back and watch that movie from the early 90s, how much of that was real compared to what you guys saw?
That's an interesting question. I don't think anybody's asked us that before. I mean, that was something, you know, we obviously revisited that film early on to just kind of remind ourselves of what's in it. It's all pretty truthful, actually. I mean, they take some liberties in combining maybe some events, but there's nothing that's like, or they kind of edit out maybe some things that we found interesting, that we include. But yeah, for the most part, that's actually a pretty faithful film.
I recently went to the, Immersive Van Gogh Experience in San Francisco, and it was at the old Fillmore West. And I used to go see Tina and the Ike and Tina Turner Review there as a radical young student. And I am telling you, I didn't miss one of her shows. I mean, she was remarkable. Did you find that when you looked at some of the footage?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's, you know, in diving into Tina's story, we came to realize really her, you know, to do it proper justice, it should be a 10-part series. Every chapter of her life should be its own film. But, you know, we chose a very particular angle to use as our kind of narrative drive for her story. But, you know, I wish we actually had a little bit more time to spend on her artistry and her influence on the industry. But to your point, one of the things that was, you know, a big discovery for us is, you know, we grew up in the 80s and we respected Tina immensely, but we didn't have all the albums and we weren't like super fans. But in diving into some of the archive, you kind of forget how incredible she is as a performer, as a vocalist, as a choreographer. As Tina will tell you, it was a gift. You know, she sang in the choir a bit, but for the most part, she never had any lessons. She never had any dance lessons or vocal lessons. And she just kind of forged her own path.
And I used to watch.
I think one of the most remarkable comebacks in history, because she was basically done right around the bicentennial. She was in her mid 30s, and then I'm like you. I was in high school in the early 80s, and here she is in her mid 40s, and she's the hottest thing ever. It's a remarkable comeback.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that was something we were drawn to, and initially wanting to tell the story is really kind of lean into those years from 1976 to roughly 1983. And that's, you know, from when she leaves Ike to, you know, before What's Love Got to Do with It, the song. And, you know, a lot of people thought like, oh, she must have left Ike and then just became this big star, but in fact, you know, she was, that's a 6-year period that she was kind of doing whatever she could to survive. She was playing in Vegas. She was doing the cabaret circuit, you know, as she slowly kind of tried to reinvent herself. And, you know, as a middle-aged woman, as a black woman in a record industry that kind of wanted to categorize her in a certain way. And Tina said, no, I want to do this. I want to play this kind of music. I want to be on MTV. I want to be as big as the Rolling Stones. And she did it.
So I have this memory about 1970 in the 71 of seeing her with Ike, you know, at the Fillmore and other places. Well, mostly the Fillmore. And he was so behind her. He was so supportive. I know he was a, a wife beater and everything else, but so is he the villain in the piece in the life of her or is it complicated?
Well, it's definitely complicated, but I it's an interesting way of positioning that, because I don't know if I can put my finger on who the villain is. You know, the angle the film takes is, you know, in early conversations with Tina, we realize how much she's still processing, even at 80 years old, how much she's processing the trauma of her past. And so we just couldn't shake that. So what we want to do with the film is, and what we haven't seen done before in these other mediums that have told her story, was can we get Tina's perspective on the narrative of Tina? Because when she was for the first time revealed the view she had endured with Ike, the intention was to separate herself from Ike, but the complete opposite thing happened. It cemented her to Ike, you know, from a story standpoint, for the remainder of her career. So here you are watching this film, and what you're watching is Tina wrestling with looking at Tina's relationship to the narrative of Tina. And so I think it's really complicated. I think it's a little bit more of a journey of acceptance of what the reality is. And I think, I don't know if there's any one particular clear villain.
Well, by the way, we're speaking with directors Dan Lindsay and T.J. Martin. The new film Tina is coming out tomorrow on HBO. She is now a Swiss citizen. She renounced her U.S. citizenship, and I remember when she used to live on the Côte d'Azur. She basically has been in Europe for a long time, and I'm sure growing up in Tennessee, she probably didn't think one day that she would be a citizen of Switzerland. What is it about Europe, their acceptance of her, and was it, you know, they just got her more, she liked Europe, or did she kind of feel America turned her back on her? Why is she a citizen of Switzerland right now?
You know, it's funny when you say that as a child in Tennessee, she wouldn't have thought she'd be in Switzerland. But in some ways, you know, as we show in our film, at a young age, she saw posters of Paris and thought to herself, wherever that is, I want to go there. And so in some ways, that idea of Europe kind of drawing her, you know, existed at a young age. But I think, you know, for Tina, she said when her and Ike first went over to open up for the Rolling Stones in 1966 in London, just arriving there, she said it felt, she just got a feeling of home there. And then I think to your point, as their careers progressed and both Ike and Tina and Tina's solo years, you know, European audiences and worldwide audiences just seem to, you know, have more of an acceptance for her than maybe America did. You know, obviously she was still a massive star in America, but her worldwide fame kind of dwarfs the fame she had in America in some ways. And, in terms of becoming a Swiss citizen, you know, partly of that, you know, that's just, there's a part of that that's practical that, you know, she's lived there for a while and it became, you know, her and her husband decided to kind of just put down their roots there and she was not allowed to be, you can't be a dual citizen, in Switzerland. So she had to renounce her American, citizenship, but it wasn't like a symbolic thing for her of, I'm turning my back on America or anything. Mm-hmm.
So she's a happily married woman now who's looking back. What is that feeling you got from her?
That's a good question. The thing that always stands out to us is that Tina's going to do Tina. So I think she's at a chapter in her life in which is kind of featured in the film, which is like, it's the journey of, you know, she retired from the stage in 2009, and this is kind of the journey of retiring from the persona of Tina Turner. So the sentiment that we got is she is continuing to forge her way to this new chapter in her life where she can really just, I mean, she lives on a castle by the lake, you know, like where she can really just kind of enjoy those pleasures.
Right.
Since we got is, you know, give her an opportunity that she worked for six decades. She gave us her all and now it's time to.
Yeah. People don't remember her dancing as well as her singing. I mean, everybody thinks about her singing and her, you know, the way she would frame a song, but I have a lot of memories of her dancing as well, and I think any rest she can get is well deserved.
No doubt. Just time for one more question. She first came into my psyche when I was 10 years old, and I saw Tommy in the movie theater, and, you know, she was the acid queen, and she's holding a big hypodermic needle. I mean, she definitely stole the scenes she was in. Did you guys talk to her about Tommy at all?
We did a little bit, and it's a funny thing, you know, a lot of people bring that up, like, oh, why don't you go into that in the movie? It was so, such a big deal. But the one thing that, you know, was interesting in talking to her about that is she didn't understand the reference, that it was a reference to drugs. She just thought it was like a funny kind of character, and it wasn't until she saw it and that she, it clicked in her mind what it was. But that's, you know, that's, something that I think is happened to Tina throughout a lot of her career. There's many moments where she doesn't fully, you know, even like the What's Love Got to Do with It, the lyrics in that song, she didn't think about what that meant to her own personal life and that people were connecting that phrase to her. And she was just like, oh, I don't know. It's just something I sang. Like, I think that maybe it speaks to Tina's kind of like singular vision of her life and how she just kind of moved forward. There's not a lot of, kind of reflection on the deeper symbolic things, for her.
Very interesting. That's, Dan Lindsay and TJ Martin, Academy Award winning directors, the new film Tina. It's going to be a big hit and you can watch it tomorrow on HBO and HBO Max. Gentlemen, wow. Congratulations on the film.
Congratulations. Oh, great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get ready for another Emmy. Get ready for another Emmy.
All right, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Jan, on the other side, you have some recs for us?
I sure do.
Great. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Bioline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that's messed up. All right, as much as we have had more content available to us than we ever have before, we still sometimes feel like there's, quote-unquote, nothing to watch. So, Jan, what do you recommend?
I never say that. You know what, Rick? I never say that. It's there's more to watch now than ever. Right. 2 weeks ago, Netflix came out with an amazing new documentary. You know, we're talking about on this show we were talking about the Parrots of Telegraph Hill and the new documentary on Tina Turner on HBO. And by the way, What's Love Got to Do with It? That would be a great one to see again with Angela Bassett, who I interviewed once for Waiting to Exhale, and I gasped because I had never seen such a beautiful woman up close. Unbelievable. Last month at the Golden Globes, she still dropped dead, incredible looking, very unusual, gorgeous woman. Anyway, What's Love Got to Do with It? Just a great film, a biopic. But the movie I would recommend that Netflix just came out with 2 weeks ago is called Audrey. It's about Audrey Hepburn. And you think, oh, I know all about her and her acting and her movies. No. Half of this documentary is about her, Hollywood and the war years, and her parents were Nazi sympathizers. I mean, all this really interesting stuff even then. But half of the movie is about how she found herself later in her life and this incredible second chapter. It's just an amazing film. It's called Audrey.
Yeah, girls are still, I remember The Gap came out with a whole campaign. Girls are still fascinated with Audrey, aren't they?
Yeah, well, but it's not just girls. I mean, this is a political movie. I mean, my husband, whose idea of a romantic film is Patton, you know, because he's ex-military. Let me tell you, and I don't know if you're ever ex-military, but he's got that mindset, but he loved it. I mean, it's just this really solid, good documentary. Okay.
Let me throw one at you real quick that I'm sure. Got two episodes left, and Amazon was really pushing it, but it's kind of like Narcos meets True Detective. It's called 000.
Oh.
And it's on Amazon right now, and it's part Italian gangsters, Mexican gangsters, and American gangsters, and it all is one story together, but it's brutal, but it's really good so far.
I'm a girl who loves her gangsters, let me tell you. Is it
well,
current
check
gangsters?
It out. As soon as you
classic
hang
gang?
Up, 000. Jan Wall, thank you for your time today.
Okay, honey.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.